Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 28. Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 28. If you are a new listener to our podcast, please go to our website at www.eslpod.com, where you can find more information about this podcast. Today's topic is going to be small talk, talking about things that aren't very important. Let's get started. I admit that I'm not very good at small talk. When I'm with friends, I can just shoot the breeze all day long. But when I talk to a stranger or someone I don't know very well, I'm always casting about, searching for something to talk about. Politics and religion are definitely taboo subjects, at least here in the United States. But you have to chat about something, otherwise there are these uncomfortable silences. So we end up talking about what else? The weather. This usually begins with something like, "So, nice weather we're having." Or, "It sure is a warm one out there today." Of course, we have to comment on the temperature. My favorite is, "It's not the heat that's so bad, it's the humidity." Actually, I think that's true. I hate it most when it's muggy outside. Back in my home state of Minnesota, everyone is obsessed with the weather report. Every TV station has its own meteorologist with a high-tech radar giving you the 5-day forecast. They tell you when the temperature is rising or falling, what kind of clouds are moving in, and how cold the wind chill is. My favorite quote about the weather comes from Mark Twain, who once said that everybody talks about the weather, but no one does anything about it. Now let's go over or review some of the things that we talked about. I started off by saying that I'm not very good at small talk. Small talk is an expression we use to describe the things that we say to someone else just to fill the time. Not anything important, the weather, what movie they've seen, anything that isn't controversial, that is, anything that you're not going to get into a fight or an argument about. It's the sort of thing you say to strangers or somebody, perhaps, that you don't know very well. I said that when I am with my friends, I can shoot the breeze all day long. To shoot the breeze is an informal expression that means to talk about many different things, usually for a very long time. That's why I say I can shoot the breeze all day long, meaning the entire day. Often when we use shoot the breeze, we mean that we're talking about many things, but not necessarily much that is important. When I talked to a stranger, I said that I was always casting about. To cast about here means to look for. And usually it is followed by something like, I'm casting about for a new pen. In my example, I said, I'm casting about searching for something to talk about. Again, searching, casting about are very similar. We usually use this expression, casting about, when we don't know where something is, that we are searching for something that we have no idea where it might be. We're casting about. Usually it means not being very successful in casting about. I mentioned that in the United States, at least, talking about politics and religion, particularly with strangers, is considered a taboo subject. A taboo, T-A-B-O-O, a taboo is a subject that it is forbidden or it is considered inappropriate to talk about. We also use this term to describe actions that are considered inappropriate. Another word for talking informally to someone is called chatting. To chat means to talk to someone in an informal environment or an informal situation. On the internet, there are chat rooms. That expression comes from this verb to chat, to talk about something not very important. I said that usually we end up talking about the weather. This expression, to end up, means after a time of trying to do something else, what you do after you've tried other things. I tried to fix my car the other day. I checked the oil. It was okay. I checked my battery. It was okay. So I ended up taking it to a mechanic to get it fixed. It's the last thing that we do when everything else fails. End up also means destination. Where are you going to end up? Means what is going to be your destination or what will happen to you after a certain amount of time. I use the expression very common in conversation. I use the expression, what else? What else means that what you're going to say is obvious, that everyone knows the answer. I wanted to go to a movie last night, and my wife wanted to go to the theater. So, where did we end up going? Well, what else? The theater. Because my wife is always right. Now, I said that we usually begin a conversation about the weather with something like, so, nice weather we've been having. This is a common expression. It's probably one that people sometimes use almost as a joke when they want to make small talk. So, nice weather we've been having. A more serious, if you will, or non-joking expression would be something like, it sure is a warm one out, meaning a warm day. Or we might say, it sure is a cold one out there, meaning it's cold outside. Lots of vocabulary can come up when talking about the weather. heat and cold, you probably already know. But there are also terms like humidity. Humidity is the amount of water in the air, the amount of moisture in the air. When it's very humid, it's muggy, M-U-G-G-Y. Muggy means it's very humid. This is when, for example, in the United States, if you're in Florida, in Miami, Florida, in the summertime, it's very hot and it's very humid. It's muggy. The opposite of muggy would be dry. In Phoenix, Arizona, in the United States, which is in the desert, it's not muggy. There's no humidity. It's very dry. I'm originally from Minnesota in the northwest or north central part of the United States. And there I said that everyone is obsessed with the weather report. The weather report is what you read in the newspaper or see on the news about what the weather is going to be. It's very similar to the forecast. The forecast is the prediction for the weather. What's the forecast today means what is the weather going to be like today? We use those terms a very similar way. A meteorologist is the scientist, the person that studies the weather. And in the United States, in many cities, it's very common that the television station, when they have their news broadcast, the person who is giving you the weather is a meteorologist, someone who went to school to study meteorology or the weather. Many stations here in Los Angeles and in other cities have what I called high-tech radar. Radar, as you probably know, can be used for figuring out where the clouds and the rain are. But we also use radar, for example, in the airport. If you watch television and you see the radar, there's usually a round screen and there's a line like a clock, like the hand on a clock going around and around. That's a radar. High tech means very high technology, very sophisticated, very expensive often, and very fancy, meaning sophisticated. They tell you, we talk about the temperature rising or falling. Of course, the temperature goes up, it rises. If it goes down, it falls. When we talk about clouds, again, there's a special vocabulary we sometimes use. We talk about the clouds moving in, meaning they're arriving, they're coming, just like you would move into a house. After you buy a new house, you move into it. You put all your things there. We use that same expression for clouds. The clouds are moving in. Wind chill is a term we use in cold parts of the country. It's a difficult concept somewhat. It's how cold your skin feels, not necessarily how cold it is outside. If it's 10 degrees below zero Fahrenheit, very cold, but the wind is 20 miles per hour, the wind chill will be below 10 degrees. In other words, the wind chill is how cold it feels on your bare skin, on your skin, your face, your hands, and so forth. That's going to do it for today's English as a Second Language podcast. As always, we invite you to visit our website or email us at ESLPOD at ESLPOD.com. We're always interested in finding out who's listening. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.